Chapter 1. Heavy snow clouds hung low over Bloomington, Indiana, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. But the atmosphere was warm and bright in the Clear Creek High School gym, where Ashley Baxter Blake sat next to her husband, Landon. On the floor with the ball was her 15-year-old son, Cole, whose freshman team was minutes from beating its crosstown rival. The high-pitched sound of a whistle pierced the gymnasium.
Traveling!
The ref called Cole for the violation, and instantly Ashley was on her feet.
Are you serious?
She eased herself back down to the bleacher and bit the inside of her lip. Gradually, she brought her hands together and clapped.
Here we go. You got this, Cole.
4-year-old Janessa scrambled up onto Ashley's lap.
Cole's the best basketball boy in the world, right, Mommy?
Yes, baby. Ashley kissed her cheek. And the refs are just human. She met Landon's eyes over Janessa's head and managed a smile. She mouthed her next words to him.
I'm trying.
Landon chuckled.
You've come a long way.
It was true. Cole was just a little guy when he first started playing basketball here, part of the Park League program. On his first game, Ashley had caught herself getting too enthusiastic, yelling a bit too loud. And yes, maybe a bit too concerned with questionable calls by the referees. Her attitude wasn't that surprising. Lately, she'd been frustrated with her father and snapping at everyone. Ashley drew a slow breath. She still cared about the calls and the scoreboard, but she'd learned a lot. Winning and losing meant nothing compared to the thrill of enjoying the game. Cole played basketball because he loved it. Today, for now. If he scored 20 points and his team won, great. But the joy Ashley felt watching her son play had nothing to do with his points scored or an official's call or whether Cole played next season, let alone whether he played college ball one day. Even living here, in the shadow of Bloomington's Indiana University. Amy, 10, and Devin, 8, sat on the other side of Landon. Devin tugged Landon.